Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips. This is episode 311, and today we're talking about, well, it's our next class in the series called The Beatitudes and Effective Communication, Lessons for Preachers and Teachers like you and me. And today we're into the beatitude, Blessed are the pure in heart. So what we're asking ourselves in this series is this: what would it be like to preach and teach through the filter of the Beatitudes? What would the impact be on us as speakers and our congregation as listeners if we somehow embodied these Beatitudes in our preparation and our presentation when we preach and teach? So let's talk about today's Beatitude. It's chapter 5 and verse 8, and it reads, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." Blessed are the pure in heart. I think this is one of the more challenging, well, they're all challenging, but I think it's one of the more challenging Beatitudes, to be pure in heart, with the promise that then we will see God. So what's the significance here? Well, mercy is the Beatitude before this one. Blessed are the merciful, they'll be shown mercy. And there's a connection, I think, there between mercy and purity. Showing mercy needs a pure heart because, well, showing mercy must be done altruistically. Although the merciful will be shown mercy, the reward isn't something that a merciful person should be thinking about. They should have a pure heart in the way that they offer mercy to others, in the same way that the peacemakers must have that pure heart, not looking for something in return. So there's something connecting all those things there. So let's talk first about the meaning of this beatitude in the context of the gospel. Now, Jesus was very upset with the Pharisees for not having a pure heart, right? Let's have a look here in Luke chapter 11, verse 39. What did the Lord say? It says, "The Lord said to him," a Pharisee, "Now then, you Pharisees, clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside you're full of greed and wickedness. You foolish people, did not the one who made the outside make the inside also?" So he's talking there about the need for them to be pure inside, not just looking pure on the outside. So why do we need to keep a pure heart? Well, because that's what our Lord is like, isn't it? For example, in 1 John chapter 3, in verse 2, "Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure." So why do we want to be pure of heart? Because Christ is pure of heart, and we want to be like him. We are his disciples. Our Lord is our model and our hope. So what can this mean? Perhaps what Jesus is talking about back in Matthew chapter 5 is keeping a spiritually narrow focus in life. Rather than a moral purity, perhaps he's referring more to a relational purity. The sort of thing we see in marriage and in covenants. Old Testament covenants focused on Israel having only the one God. That was the point. Marriage is a relationship characterized by a commitment to one other, a person exclusive of all others. I have one wife, and therefore, I also have one God, just the one in both situations. And therefore there's a purity of heart in that. There must be no mixing of my commitment to those relationships, to these relationships, or else the relationships themselves are compromised. Pure silver is that which is not mixed with other alloys. Purity of heart means that I will not allow myself to be distracted and polluted by the world, as it says in James chapter 1, verse 27. A person who is divided in his loyalties is not pure of heart, Romans 7, 22 to 23. So in essence, what I think Jesus is dealing with here is the idea that you've got to stay loyal. You've got to be loyal in your heart to God. You may not be perfect. Faithfulness isn't about perfection, but it is about saying, "I have one Lord." And that purity of heart means we're able then to see God. So then, the question remains, what does this mean for you and me as a preacher or a teacher, to preach as one pure of heart? Well, let's consider this. A preacher or teacher fully invested in purity of heart will actively seek that purity of heart. Like David, as he talked about it in Psalm 51, verse 10, he wanted, "Give me a pure heart, O God." And only God can do that, of course. But that doesn't mean that we remain passive. We seek it, we look for it, we pray for it. There's something we desire, then we are active in pursuing that. So in preparing a lesson, one of the things we're going to be doing as we prepare that lesson is to pray for a purity of heart in the way that we deliver that lesson, that it comes from a place of purity. That we pray also to live the text we're going to be speaking on with sincerity. The J.B. Phillips translation of this verse has it like this: "Happy are the utterly sincere, for they will see God. Sometimes sincerity as a Christian is not valued, partly because we think that sincerity isn't the point, obedience is. But sincerity is an expression of obedience. Having a pure heart means we're fully sincere. When we speak, we really mean what we're saying. We're not saying it to make ourselves feel better. We're not saying it just because it seems the right thing to do or because it should be said. We're saying it because it matters to us. That's why we need to pray over what we're preparing to speak on. Because then it sinks in and it becomes something that truly matters. And if it doesn't matter to us, then we don't speak it. Or we find a way to repent into speaking it because it then becomes something significant to us. But that's why we pray over the text, so that we then can live that text that week with sincerity. So when you're preparing your lesson, pray that your public life and your private life will match up, particularly in the area of the lesson you are preparing. We can't cover every area of the spiritual life every time we pray and every day we live. This is too much. But if God is bringing your attention onto something, you're preparing a lesson and it's focused on a particular issue, maybe it's about prayerfulness, that week you're going to be sincere in your own prayerfulness so that when you speak about it on Sunday, it's coming from a place of a purity of heart. It is something you have valued, not that you just value as a technical thing or a theoretical thing, but you've lived it. Maybe not perfectly the rest of your whole life up till now, but at least recently you can say, actually, the last few days, sincerely, with a purity of heart, I have tried to absorb this and live it. So that's the preparation phase. But what about the presentation phase? How do we be pure of heart in the way that we present? Well, I think the thing to do here is firstly to remember that when we preach and teach, our loyalty is to God. Our loyalty is not to our own agenda. It's not by trying to make all of our hearers happy, especially the critics in the sixth row that we know are there. That's not our goal. We're speaking to please God, as Paul talks about in 1 Thessalonians. And the second thing to do with presentation is to aim to present God to our listeners. That's what ultimately we're trying to do, to reveal him. The pure in heart will see God. It implies that they want to see God. They want others to see him. Therefore, when we preach and teach, we're preaching and teaching in such a way we're hoping to reveal God to those who are present. The pure in heart speaker will enable people to see God more clearly. Well, what are your thoughts on this? I think there are many benefits from speaking as one pure of heart. Firstly, we'll speak with sincerity, which builds trust between us, the speaker, and those listening. And it also makes the message clearer because we're not obscuring the message, we're revealing God. We reveal the heart of Christ to our hearers when we speak pure of heart because we're speaking more like him. And we inspire and motivate our hearers to Christ-likeness because prayerfully they'll be inspired to desire their own purity of heart or their own sincerity to do with whatever we're speaking on, and that will lead them to greater Christ-likeness. Well, next week we'll get on to the seventh beatitude, but for today I'd like to know what you think about this one. How can we preach and teach in a way that's informed by this sixth beatitude, to be pure in heart? What kind of questions does this bring to mind regarding preaching and teaching? Why not pray over the beatitudes, pray through them, asking God to reveal how they can flavor your speaking? And if God reveals anything to you, please drop me a line. You can add your comments on this week's topic anywhere you hear or see this recording. Please leave them publicly so we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we're learning in community. Any questions about this, then drop me a line, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. You can find more resources at my website, malcolmcox.org. And if you'd like a free copy of my ebook on spiritual disciplines called How God Grows His People, then sign up for my newsletter, which comes out every week, which you can do that on my website, malcolmcox.org. If you know anybody that might benefit, please pass the link on. Subscribe, hit that notification button. I'd be really, really grateful. And hope and pray that between now and the next time, that your own speaking and teaching will be well informed by this wonderful scripture in Matthew chapter 5, where we will indeed be those who are pure in heart, speaking as those pure of heart, knowing that we will see God and help others to see God. Till the next time, keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care. God bless.